You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Blinded Veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we have some beautiful people in the studio today.
We do.
Got Lynn Golder sitting to my left. Lynn, you still there?
I'm still there. Here.
Gary Sinclair sitting
somewhere.
To my right. Gary, you still there?
I am here.
And we got Edward Johnson, CEO of Lynx.
I'm still
and
here.
We have and a caller, too, hanging out.
And we have, behind the scenes, behind the glass, we've got Chris Shaw.
Right.
And on the phone right now, who is very patient, is Don from Winter Park, Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Right.
So, Don, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Good. Thanks for waiting.
So, continue what you started to say before the break.
Well, as I was saying, I really believe that you ought to have zones so that your drivers don't have to be stressed out as much. I think that they could cover certain areas, and I think it would be more efficient. And even if you have to hire more drivers, I just think it would be beneficial to everybody to do that.
Real quickly, Don, first of all, thank you so much for being patient. Sorry that we went to break right as you were expressing your ideas for us for service improvements. But I think that's a great idea. I'm going to take that back to our organization and talk about it more. We've had some discussions about it, but I would like to talk with our staff and flesh that out a little bit more. But anything that we can do to improve the services, but still we have to work within the cost that we have. But there are so many different ideas that are out there that will improve the services. So thank you so very much for that.
I appreciate that so much. And Michael, can I put in a good word for the Lighthouse?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I've decided at age 67 that I want to go back to work. So I've gone to the Lighthouse
good
to do computer
you.
Training to catch up on things that I haven't known yet, like Excel. And they've been so good to me, and I'm so impressed with their staff. And I'm sure that I'll be able to find something. I want to do something maybe in the travel field. But I'm really excited about this, and they've done such a good job in helping me and making me feel comfortable even at my age. So I really want to go back to work. I miss working, and I miss being among people. So thank you both for listening to me, and
wait,
I enjoy the
wait
show.
Wait a minute, Don. Don.
Yes, sir.
I'm standing up right now, and I'm saluting you because...
Thank you.
The reason why I'm saying that is because I know you're blind. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you're not just saying, well, I'm blind. I can't go to work because I'm blind. You're like me, okay? I'm 74, and I love to work. I love it. To
Michael,
me,
I've
it's
worked
work.
40 years of my life.
Well,
and I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I really thought I would enjoy retirement. And it's not that I don't enjoy it, but I miss being of service to people, and I'm really looking forward to being able to do that again.
Hey, Don, I got something for you. If it doesn't work, we can go back milking cows.
Don, don't hang up.
I've done enough of that.
Don't hang up. Ed would like to talk to you for one sec.
Don,
okay.
Before the break, you had mentioned that you had been on the vehicle for about 4 hours. The vehicle was 4 hours late getting you home. First of all, allow me to apologize for that. I will say readily that is unacceptable, and we are working to minimize any time of that happening moving forward. As I mentioned earlier, we are revamping our paratransit administration, and so we are looking at this from a mobility management standpoint, and we are going to improve that because you being on a vehicle for an extended period of time, or having to wait until a vehicle comes and pick you up for 4 hours, that's not acceptable to me. I certainly wouldn't want to be in that position, so we will be working on that very, very soon.
Well, thank you, Ed. And one more suggestion is I also wonder if it would be possible like to have maybe smaller vehicles for maybe where you don't have to have if you have one or two people, let's say, riding. Would it be more accessible to have cars than the larger vans?
Yes, sir. We were talking about that just before you called.
Mm-hmm.
We incorporating the use of taxi cabs and Uber and Lyft into our operations because we recognize that everybody does not need the large wheelchair accessible vehicle. And so we're looking at other ways of being able to move our customers from point A to point B. So your recommendation falls right in line with what we're thinking about how we improve our service delivery moving forward.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Don.
And Don, anything I can help you with, feel free to write me or call me. I'm close to the phone, or you can email me, no problem, we'll get back to you. So,
does he have our email address?
Just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Anything I can
help you, Michael,
you,
and
pleasure.
I will do that.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling.
Alrighty, thanks for calling.
Thank you. And I will let you all know when I get employed.
All right. Good.
Take care.
Okay. We have another caller. Okay. Bye-bye, Don.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So now we have another caller. We have Sheila from Orlando, Florida.
Sheila from Orlando, Florida. Sheila, how you doing, Sheila?
I am awesome. Hello, Michael, Lynn, Gary, and hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yesterday was awesome, wasn't it?
It was.
That walk was amazing.
Well, since you brought it up, that a lot of people don't know what the walk was.
Yeah, congratulations to the council.
GOCB raised $1,000, which we are so excited about because we have never raised that much money. So, and it was a beautiful day. It was an awesome walk, and it was just so much fun. So, and I got the pleasure to meet Mr. Ed yesterday. So, anyway, I have two questions. One is, you know, as an Access Links writer, I've been writing since January of 2005. Why are the drivers not allowed to use their common sense when picking up passengers? Because for some reason they say I have to go according to my manifest, so they will go from my house, which I live by Florida Hospital, and they will go to Millennium Mall to pick up somebody to take me back to Winter Park, which means, and I failed geography, but I do know where they're going.
Yeah.
So they have to go Millennium Mall to come back to Florida Hospital to pick up somebody to take me to Winter Park. So why aren't the drivers allowed to use their common sense?
Well, there is a logical reason behind that. And
okay, tell me.
Well, partly what we ask that our drivers do is to follow the manifest because they don't necessarily know what the impacts are on the trips that are downstream, if you will. However, if there's a situation that our operator is familiar with, what we would like for them to do is call that back in and get permission to take you to your destination before going to the next stop.
Right.
So there are reasons why we ask them to follow the manifest. However, we still would like for them to call in to dispatch and ask, can they have permission to reroute the vehicle to go in a different location? So it's a give and take situation, I would say.
So, and you have told your drivers this in the training?
Well, I tell you what, now I've only been back for 9 months, and so I have not spoken about that specifically, but you can bet first thing in the morning they will be hearing from me about that.
That's one of my pet peeves, too.
And you're from Atlanta. You were working in the Atlanta system, correct?
Yeah, I worked in Atlanta for 3 years.
Did you bring over things that you learned from there to the Orlando area, or how did that work?
Well, I would like to say that here in Orlando, we have the best system.
There you go.
Absolutely.
We're having fun.
Good.
With all systems, no matter where you go in the country, there are going to be challenges, but also there are going to be some good finer points about it as well.
Mm-hmm. Ed, I will tell you, I came down here. Well, I lived in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which was also the MV transportation. It was not totally accessible outside of the 3/4 mile, and I moved down here from Mississippi. There was no transportation whatsoever. I will never, ever, ever leave Orlando because we have got the most amazing 24/7 service that I've ever lived with, and I treasure it so I will do anything I can do to support our system.
And
so,
I think the best way to support it is to continue to share the good and the bad.
Right. As long as we have people like you that will listen to what needs to be fixed and they try to fix it, then that's what matters.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate you. I appreciate your administration. And thank you so much for being part of the radio show.
Well, and thank you all for having me. But I will say that there's one little phobia that I have. As a kid growing up, the few people that knew my first name as Edward, they used to have this running joke, Mr. Ed. You remember the
show? Yeah, of course.
The horse.
And yep. So, he just passed away.
Yeah.
And, the talking horse.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And Miss Sheila just called me Mr. Ed.
I heard that. And I thought right away in the show.
It took me back to my childhood. Yeah.
I didn't mean you were a horse.
Yeah.
But we're all the same generation. Well, you're younger.
Well, thanks, Sheila, for calling
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sheila, for calling
thank
in.
You,
thanks,
Ed.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're going to break.
We are.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Thank you. Stay tuned.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
One of the baddest bands ever right there.
Tell them the name of that song, Chris.
That's ZZ Top.
That's my kind of music.
Yeah, waiting for the bus all day.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond, a radio show. Chris?
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
The song is waiting for the bus all day.
Yeah,
we'll listen to some more of it after. I want to hear the words.
The phone I'm going to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to do something. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a trivia. Now, this trivia is going to be easy. But here's the deal. For the first couple minutes, if you won in the last 2 months, you cannot call in because this is so easy. I want new people to call in. This song is like a give me.
Right.
Who is singing this song? I'm sure even Gary's going to know this.
Right.
So who is singing this song? Phone number is 407-894-1680. In the last 2 months, if you won, you cannot call in. I want a newcomer to call in.
Wow, 407-894-1680.
Who is singing this song?
No cheating, man. He's looking at the sheet. No, I'm only kidding.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Yeah.
Okay. I told you that's a gimme. Let's see if anybody's going to get it. 407-894-1680.
I don't know it, Michael.
You don't know it?
No.
I don't know. I don't even have to ask Mr. Johnson. I know he knows.
Ed just told me something really fascinating. He'll tell everybody after.
Okay. I know he knows.
No, this is something else about this artist.
Okay. About the artist?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So who is singing? 407-894-1680. I thought everybody would know this one.
I know I heard that music, but I don't know who sings it.
We have a caller from Iowa.
Okay. Iowa.
All righty. Okay.
Iowa. Okay.
Pam from, is this Monsanya, Iowa?
Monosano.
Monosano. I'm looking at M-O-N-S-O-N-I-A.
You know, Hootophonus didn't work too well for me.
Okay.
Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Good.
Iowa, she said.
I'm from Monticello, Iowa.
Oh, Monticello. Monticello, Iowa.
So what's your first name?
Pam.
Pam from Monticello,
nice to meet
Iowa.
You.
Okay.
First time caller.
First time call. Good. So tell me, who do you think is singing that song?
Diana Ross.
100% right. You just got it.
I remembered it when you said it.
You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You have a Dunkin' Donuts near you? Do you have a Dunkin' Donuts near you somewhere?
We do. Yes, good. We do.
Well, good. You can buy your ice cream or your donuts. $10 coming out to you. Okay.
So, Donna, are you sighted?
No.
Well, see, there's another sighted listener.
And in fact, I listened to your show last weekend for the first time because the director for the Department for the Blind in Iowa was. Or was that the weekend before?
It was the week before. Yeah.
That was before. Okay, yeah.
Emily.
And,
you listened to Emily.
So that's how I got introduced to your show.
Well, that's wonderful. Gary. Emily Wharton,
Well, stick with us and stay with us and call in.
I will do that.
And spread the word.
And don't hang up. You got to get your address and everything from Chris has to take it from you.
And 1 second, Pam. Ed Johnson would like to say hello and tell you a little known fact about Diana Ross.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Pam. Good to meet you. I've always heard that while Diana Ross was born in Detroit, Michigan, but her real roots come from Birmingham, Alabama.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Oh, you know, we should ask Pam about her transit system. How's your transit system where you are?
In Iowa.
Well, this is a small town that I'm at in it's only about 4,000 people, so we do have, like, if people need the services to go to the doctor or whatever, they can do that, but I haven't really used it much. My husband pretty much drives for me, but we really don't have much in a small town like this.
Of course.
So,
well, how far are you from Des Moines?
It's about a 2.5 hour drive.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So when you go for services, where do you go? Where is your nearest "quote unquote" lighthouse or Division of the Blind Services?
That would be in
Des
Moines.
Emily.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in Des Moines. So you have a hike.
I got a question for you. I was in the Navy, and I had a buddy of mine from Keokuk. Where's that?
Oh, that's more in Southern Iowa.
Southern Iowa. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
for
calling in. Yes.
That was
keep
exciting.
Keep on listening. Don't hang up.
You know, speaking of transit services, I just heard an interesting fact the other day, and I wasn't even aware of this, but apparently Uber drivers, I was listening to a show, they were talking about the self-driving cars, and apparently Uber has self-driving cars in Arizona that are operational now. Had you guys heard about any of that?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Nope.
That sounds kind of scary to me.
I'll have to look that up. I knew they were test driving cars out in California with down by Google where their headquarters are, but I didn't know that they were already in operation. Oh my goodness.
So don't hang
apparently
up,
in Arizona when you call Uber, you might get a driver or you might get a
robot.
Driverless car.
Yeah. So see, that's why they give them to the blind so we can't see what's going on.
I do not hang up, Pam. Thank you for calling in.
Please do not hang up.
Yep.
Yeah, don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
Before we go any further, we have another caller.
Oh, boy.
Make sure
you
get her address.
Okay. Get her address. Okay.
Who we got?
Thanks, Pam.
Sheila from Orlando back on the line for another question.
Oh, she's full of questions.
Yeah,
I'm the Google driver here.
I thought she had two questions before. She forgot.
He's sounding like a computer.
Yeah. He's phony baloney.
Did Pam hang up,
well,
right?
I will tell you, if an Uber driver were to pick me up without a driver, I would not get in it. Ed, I am so sorry. I forgot to ask you. When I have drivers pick me up, and I use the system a lot, they're not introducing themselves. As a matter of fact, I was picked up tonight, and the driver had no personality whatsoever. They don't introduce themselves. They don't say what their name is or anything. So is that still in the training or not?
Well, I don't think that would be in the training. Because I believe
sense. Yeah. What do you expect a person to be a cat? No, a bus, to drive a bus, Mr. Personality now?
When
I did teach,
I'm not talking about personality. I'm talking about when they come to the door,
they should say, I'm so-and-so with access links. Yeah, well, that would be nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to identify themselves since you can't see them. Absolutely.
That was a rule way back when I was teaching classes that you told your name.
So just FYI.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We will address that first thing in the morning.
Right.
He's taking a lot of notes.
Well, he's getting the
great
notes.
Show.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Yeah, she's absolutely right, Dad. I used to teach that.
Yes, sir.
You say you're from Lynx and my name is, and welcome aboard.
Right. Understood. You're absolutely correct.
And tell your name, yes.
Hey, Chris.
He's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Yes,
okay.
He is. Okay, so... What else? Gary, how about some of your questions here that you, let's see what we have not touched upon here.
Okay.
Do I have the questions? Oh, no, you have.
And ask two questions right now.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
What's a TDA, transportation disadvantage, if you could answer that one?
Well, transportation disadvantage is a program that's very unique to the state of Florida. The Florida government decided that they wanted to make all people of the state of Florida accessible for transportation. So you can if you do not have a car or you are disabled, then you will qualify under transportation disadvantaged. Now, that is a particular area that we will categorize your trips, because for those people who may not be eligible under the American Disabilities Act, ADA, they may very well qualify under TD. And what we generally do is prioritize those trips for people who are going to life-sustaining medical appointments as well as to places of employment. But that is something that's very unique to the state of Florida. Other states do not have that particular program. They may have something similar, or then again, they may not.
That'd be something like for kidney dialysis?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, I'm sorry. I try not to focus on just one.
Yeah. Right, but that's one one example.
Absolutely, yes.
So is this the right to ride system, or is that something else? Gary asked about right to ride.
Right to ride.
I'm not very familiar with that terminology.
Well, the right to ride is where some person says, you know, you can't come on here with a service animal. I should ride. I got a worse disability than you do, or you shouldn't be on here. You're taking up space. You know, and we all have a right to ride and your time. You know, here's an example. I gotta get to my doctor's now. I need to get there in 5 minutes, and you're getting on and you're disrupting my. I'm sorry. I have the right to ride too.
Absolutely. And we do not discriminate against someone based upon their disability. If someone who is utilizing our services and they have a service animal, they have full access to our services.
Yes. And let's see, what is the age requirement to be eligible to ride the system?
There's no age requirement. Okay. To utilize our services. The only thing that we ask you, if you have someone of a certain age, they would need to be with someone at least 18 years or older. So if you have a small child, we don't want to transport children without an accompanying adult.
Okay. Ed, you know, I was looking up, there's an article I found, the American Foundation for the Blind, and what kinds of transit information present barriers to people who are blind or visually impaired? And here's just a few things that I learned, that Route, timetable, fare, and customer service brochures are usually available only in print formats.
Can yes,
you address
ma'am.
That? And, you know, and then there's and a few more I'll address.
Absolutely. You know, that is something that I've been thinking about over the past couple of weeks, past couple of months. As we start working on our technology, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that every device that we have or system that we have is functional for people who are visually impaired. Mm-hmm. So even when you're going to our website, mm-hmm. you should be able to, it should be designed such that a person who's visually impaired can, the system is 504 compliant. I guess right. that's the best way of saying it. But then also with every system that we utilize, you should be able to call in and get through our I'm drawing a blank on the actual technology, but you can call in. No, actually, you can call through our customer service center.
Customer service.
Yeah, and you can ask for the route, and it will tell you the timetables for those routes.
Right, and mm-hmm. it also says that print or graphic messages on signs, monitors, or maps are displayed in transit terminals or on vehicles. They're all print. I mean, so how would a blind person right. see them? Also, bus stop locations that are not clearly marked and bus stops whose placement varies within a transit system, and that some bus stops are placed just before the corner, some are mid-block, and others are just beyond the corner. And here's something else interesting also that, and I'm not just I'm not saying this is Orlando. I'm saying this is a nationwide
yes,
a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket, this is, Michael, you like this because it reminds me of the soda machines. Ticket vending machines that have only visible or touchscreen operation controls. Now, how in the world is a visually impaired person supposed to get
the new Coke
get
machines,
the,
I can't
I
see.
I know, it's the same thing. And also the safety or hazard signs and warnings are only visually displayed. So that's for all bus companies, not
yes,
just
links. Yes, and I like to take that document back
well,
with
maybe
me.
I'll let
yes.
you have it
well,
here.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, I want to go right into something right now we're just talking about right now. Chris? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
I want
we
you
have
to listen
a caller
to this.
Also.
Okay, but I want to talk about this right now.
Eastside 3.
But right now, I want to go right into that. But we're talking about that Coke machine. Because it's
touchscreen.
Touchscreen, mm-hmm. and someone mm-hmm. like myself can't do it.
Right.
Now,
how the heck
guess
do you
what?
It at the bus
if
stop?
You had Eastside glasses, then you could do it.
There you go.
So Eastside, just think about that. Eastside glasses can help you. If you have a little bit of vision, Eastside can help you because they've got the glasses. And these are glasses. These not a camera. These are lenses.
Electronic glasses.
These are all lens. And you have to be able to see, like we go to the Coke machine and things like that that I can't do.
Look at your wife
well,
for the first time.
These glasses. Children. These glasses are now sleek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They are all trimmed down and beautiful. And listen to this. They dropped the price tremendously. Tremendously.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls. Eastside 3 has a major breakthrough in electronic glasses that lets you legally see. The blind who actually have been blind or partially sighted can now see with the sleek, stylish, lightweight, hands-free, and worn comfortably. It's a brand new technology breakthrough with improvements such as a 24 optic zoom, field of wider view, and the size is dramatically lighter and sleeker to hold on your head. Eastside is also launching something very new, and as he just stated, everyone deserves to see affordability program. That's right, you heard it right here on Blind and Beyond Radio. Eastside clients, advocates will work with each and every last one of you to get you the Eastside that you need to see, regardless of their ability to pay. This is in line with our mission. Everyone deserves to see, and how we will do what it takes to help someone get to their Eastside.
So listen what Chris is saying. Eastside now has a new mission. It's case by case. You can't afford the glasses, they'll help you. And by the way, when you call in,
mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Don't forget to say
show.
You heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
More discount.
And they give you more discount.
They are so good. They're
remember, it's very important.
Yes.
And the phone number, give the phone number, give Chris the phone number again.
The number is 855-837-4448.
Say it
that
again,
is
please.
855-837-4448.
And if you
call
missed
today.
If you missed any part of what Chris and I just said about Eastside, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and it'll tell you about it. And in case you missed the phone number, that will tell you there too, the phone number to call. The phone number is...
you could just click on the link to eSight, go right to their website.
blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It'll tell you everything you want to need to know about eSight. So don't forget to call today, tomorrow, Monday, call in, and these glasses will change your life.
Would you like to take a caller?
Yes, I would.
You might
yes.
be falling asleep waiting.
Who's calling?
It is Charles, I believe. It says Orlando. It might be from Kissimmee.
Charles.
Charles, is that you?
It is me.
Oh, hey, Charles from Charles. Kissimmee, Florida.
Hi, Charles.
We're doing good. I forgot to tell Ed that you can't fit in the vans because you're too big.
Anyway,
he's 6'8".
Charles, meet Mr. Johnson, unless you met him at the Sight and Soul. I don't know, but hello.
Oh, I know Ed. Okay. Knows me.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ed. And yourself?
Doing excellent.
Great. I do have a couple questions for you. One is, have you thought about extending the hours of the customer service area? They get off at 5 o'clock, but people still are finding out that they may need service for the next day or so, and they can't make an appointment.
Yes, sir. We are looking into that. So look forward to hearing more about that.
Okay, great. Thank you. And the other thing that I had a question about was the ability to make or schedule a ride on the same day. Now, Neighborhood Links, you can call 2 hours in advance, and they'll come get you. Why can't we do the same thing with Access?
Well, right now, the reason why you can't, because of the scheduling that we have with the system, because what we're trying to do is group as many people onto one vehicle at a time, and so it makes it a little bit more efficient. However, as we roll out our mobility management program, we may be able to relax that rule a little bit because, again, there are some trips that we believe that could be delivered with a sedan vehicle, and that will give us a lot more flexibility.
Right. All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Charles.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, Charles.
Bye.
Bye. I thought he had a couple questions. Oh, well.
Yeah, he asked two. Yeah. Okay. But those are very good questions, and certainly something that we want to look into. Again, I believe that we, as an organization, should make sure that our services for people with disabilities are as equal to those for who are not disabled.
Right.
So we're going to continue to identify ways that we can improve our service delivery. And certainly, he's absolutely right. Everybody doesn't know that they want to go and pick up a bag of oranges on that, you know, the day before. And so they want to have a little bit more flexibility. So as we make the service a little bit more effective and efficient, I think that we can start relaxing some of those rules. We just can't do it right away, but I think that there are going to be some opportunities as we really improve the service quality.
Speaking of food and oranges, how does that work with somebody that takes Access Links and needs to go to the supermarket? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, we pick people up, take them to the grocery store.
There's a limited amount of bags.
Right. So we try to limit it to about 2 bags each. And now, nowadays,
they better not be buying frozen things though, if they're taking forever to get home.
Yeah,
or they use the freezer bags like I use all the time.
Yeah, and you know, with a lot of the grocery stores now using those little bitty small plastic bags.
I take a sea bag.
I have my freezer bag.
Yeah. I want to go. Chris, you there?
He's there.
I want to go.
He's on the phone.
Okay,
I got one quick one for you, Chris. Ed.
Yes, sir.
How do you apply?
How do you apply? Oh, you can apply it in a couple of ways. We know that there are some customers who need a little bit more accessibility, so you can call in to our offices at 407-841-LINX. And LINX, that is...
I got to correct you. You got to say, not say LINX, so what's the whole number?
Yeah,
because we can't read them numbers.
Yeah, it's 407-841-5969.
One more time.
Yeah, 841-5969.
Thank
you. You can call in and we can mail an application to you, or you can go to our website. For those persons who do have the ability to go to the website, you can print out the application and mail it back in to us.
And sometimes there's a doctor's note that you have to have.
Yes, you got to get that doctor's certification to help us better understand that you do not have the ability to access the fixed route system.
And if I may, it's the application. When you sign up, it's good for 2 years, correct?
That is correct, starting off, but then there are some who may get an eligibility that's a little bit shorter than that, and then there are on some very rare exceptions who may get a lifetime.
If you're so totally blind, we don't have to go back for recertification.
Okay, we're going right now to trivia. Chris, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, do you want to go to the phone line first?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take one phone call, then we'll go to trivia.
We got Sheila from College Park. She has another question.
Oh, Sheila got
I know. That. I'm a pain in the butt.
Yes.
Okay? Hey, why didn't you just come down here co-host?
I'm sorry.
Get on Access Links and get over here.
You could have came over and co-hosted.
If I was over there, Ed would not like that very much.
Oh, yes, I would.
Anyway, my question to you is, will there ever be in the future where we can just have a card to where we would not have to give tickets or money or whatever?
Actually, somebody just asked that before.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad that you asked that. We actually are going into two directions. One, we're looking to bring in a smart card, but also we're looking to design a system that we want to roll out towards the end of the year where you'll be able to pay your fare with your phone.
Oh, that's good.
So we are trying to open up all technologies to make it the experience easier and more fun when you're utilizing our services. And so I use that word fun because anytime it's new to me, it's fun. And when you're using technology. So yes, you're absolutely correct. We are looking to do all of those great things. And
awesome.
You just
thank
stand, you.
You
stand
right, thanks
tuned.
For calling. We have Eugene right
now
calling you
thanks,
from Clearwater.
Thanks, Sheila.
Gotta go. You have Eugene from Clearwater. Eugene, you there?
Hi, Eugene.
Eugene?
I heard a dial tone. I thought we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah.
You lost
him. Call back, Eugene.
Eugene, call back.
Eugene from Clearwater, Florida.
Right now we're going to go to trivia.
Is this mine?
Yes.
This is going to be really easy, Ed.
This is
like
trivia time. Phone number to call in for trivia is 407-894-1680. Mr. Sinclair, Gary Sinclair picked the song. So if he knew it, then everybody should know this song.
And Eugene, call back.
407-894-1680. That's trivia. 407-894-1680.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination banger.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, this is your song.
Out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means.
All right, I got two callers on the phone line.
What?
I told you it was simple.
I got Eugene who called back.
All right.
And then we got Don who already answered it as soon as I picked up the phone. He just went right into the answer.
I was hoping to get fellow from Lancaster, Pennsylvania on the line.
My default line just lit real quick. Real quick.
I told you.
So who do you want first?
Who is first, Eugene?
I hear Eugene first.
All right, let's talk to Eugene. He's first.
He's already won.
Oh, he won?
Yeah, well, I won once last month.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for letting us know.
I'm still waiting for my car, but I called to talk to about the transportation.
Good, okay.
Maybe
okay.
You should hold and just get... Oh,
we're going to break. Anyway. Everybody has to hold.
Hang on.
Yeah, everybody's
don't go
holding.
Away. Stay tuned.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com. If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Let's all hop on board the Farm Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
That's the first Saturday.
Round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town.
All right.
The wipers on the bus go.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We've had a couple calls on hold. I want to take Don first, since that was trivia, and we'll wait for Eugene, because Eugene wants to answer a question to Mr. Johnson. So, Don, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you called a reference to trivia. So who do you think was singing that last song?
Roger Miller, King of the Road.
You got it, right. Done.
Right. You just won $10.
All right.
You're in Orlando, so you just won $10 gift card from
Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you.
That's okay, Mike. It's going to be all right.
See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Don.
Hold on, Don. Don't hang up, Don. Don't hang up, Don.
All right.
I will not hang up. Okay. I promise.
Let's go to Eugene.
Eugene, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. How you doing?
Okay. So,
Lynn.
So hi, Eugene. To Mr. Johnson.
And Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, you any kin to Doug Johnson that's in charge of Care Ride over here in Pinellas?
No, sir, I am not.
They took over the DART transportation in October. They do the DART, and they also do the wheelchair. And they have been doing an outstanding job. They have GPSs in their car where they can be tracked so the company knows exactly where the drivers are. And it's worked out great.
Well, yes, sir. We are looking. We do have GPS on our vehicles, and we will look to even heighten that a lot more over the next few months.
Yeah, because with the old program, I waited a couple times for a yellow cab when they had the DART program, 4 hours to get a cab to pick me back up from somewhere.
Yes,
but
sir.
With this new company, they're here on time every time.
That is great, and that's what we're striving for here as well.
Yeah. All right, y'all, Mike and Lynn and Mr. Johnson, y'all have a nice one, and take it easy.
Well, yes, thank sir. You for calling, thank Eugene. You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I missed it for a second. So he's not part of the Lynx?
No,
not in Clearwater.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah.
It's not. He's not really Central Florida. He's
right.
Over on the West Coast.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we can make that link, though, right? Get it?
I get it. I get it. I get it.
Smarty pants.
Womp, womp, womp.
All right.
Well, this has been
It really
fun.
Has been.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Any other questions that we didn't cover? We have like 3 minutes left here. Let's see. Oh, I know. It was about an age requirement. That was an important question that people had.
Yeah. As far as age requirement, there are no age requirements for someone to be eligible for the service. However, there is a cutoff in the age for a person to ride by themselves. Right now, for the sake of me, I can't remember what that cutoff is, but I would imagine that if you're 12 years or younger, more than likely we would not want you to ride by themselves.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Do you have any other questions, anybody here? Before we go up here.
Last call. Any more calls for Mr. Johnson?
Take it real fast for a minute. All right.
Okay. So that's the wrapping up the show. I hope you liked today's show. And Mr. Johnson, you were an ace from outer space today.
Terrific.
On the hot
wonderful
seat.
Wonderful guest host.
You were a true sport.
Well, thank you so very much for inviting me. I've had so much fun. I didn't know that I could rock out as much as I have, you know, on a radio show.
And
you know, we went from hip-hop to R&B to country and western and rock. We did it all. So, hey, I had a great time. This was a wonderful experience. Please, please allow me to come back again very soon.
Well, you filled the show up.
He has a smile on his face from ear to ear.
And
yes.
For our listeners out there, let us know what you thought of the show. And you want to, Mr.
So keep on listening.
Keep on
and
listening.
If you want to write to us, don't forget it. Write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you want to listen to this show or any other show for the past year, just look go to our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
One more, Michael. If you're going on a vacation, dial 518-712-0057. You can listen to us anywhere in the United States. That's 518-712-0057.
Right. That phone number takes you right to this studio.
It's a listen-only number.
It's a listen-only. You can't call. We can't talk to you, but you can listen on that line.
See you next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
Adios.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it all. Love you all. Take care. Good night.
Good night.